Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment/condominium, manufactured, or a mobile home?
Single family. Who is the survey for?
For us, we're the researchers at Florida International University. So, do you
Okay.
happen to own or rent your home?
Owned.
Could you please tell me what year your home was built?
39.
1939. All right, thank you. Have any upgrades/modifications have been made to the property? So let's say like roofing upgrades or impact windows, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades like raised home, or have no upgrades been made?
I haven't had upgrades.
No upgrades? All right, thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida for?
Twenty-nine.
29. All right, thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes tropical storms, category 1 through 5 hurricanes.
Yes, of course.
All of those?
Yeah.
All right. So do you happen to know the year or the names in which some of these happened? Like, for example, do you know, like, a tropical storm?
Wilma, I would say Wilma, and God, what was the other big one?
I'm sorry,
Can't.
Wilma, is it a tropical
Yeah.
storm or a hurricane?
No, that was definitely a hurricane.
Hurricane? All right. Do you remember what category it was?
Either a 3 or a 4.
All right, let me search up here, actually. I believe I can.
You guys should know that, right?
I believe so. We actually have a list, so it was a Category 5 hurricane. All right.
Yeah, I thought it might have been Category 5.
Wilma. All right.
Wilma, and what
That
was
was
the
in,
other?
Wilma was in 2005, I believe. All
Was
right.
that 2005?
Yes, Wilma was 2005. So do you happen to remember any other?
I can't remember the name. Can you remind me of the name and I'll tell you if it's correct?
For sure. It's around here. Let me look for it. All right. So let's see. Okay. Is it okay if we go from the 2000s and to right now?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So there's Charlie.
No.
Francis.
Not really.
Yvonne.
No.
Jean.
No.
Dennis,
No.
Katrina, all right, Hermine, or Hermine, Matthew, Irma,
No.
Michael, Dorian, Etta, Elsa, Ian, Nicole.
Nope.
All right, well, that's all the lists we have as of right now. I'm pretty sure
Is that
there's
all the
more.
lists?
Yeah, that was all the list, but no worries. So, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
No? All right. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
No, I'm not too vulnerable.
All right. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters/board up your home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to the home of a relative or friend in another some other area? Or would you not make any preparations because your home is already prepared?
My home is already prepared, and I would evacuate if it was bad.
All right. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch issues, about 48 hours. When a hurricane
No,
warning issues,
it's prepared now.
it is already prepared. All right. Okay. So considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage?
I'm very sure.
Could you please select your top 3 sources of information? And the list goes internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
What was the last one?
WhatsApp.
Oh, no. I'm an architect. I should know.
All right, but what is your top three from where you get all your sources from? I can read the list again if you would like.
The newspaper.
All right.
And building codes.
Building codes? All right. Yeah. And just one last. Do you have one last one?
The newspaper, building codes, and friends and family, I would say.
Friends and family. All right. Thank you. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I'm a 5.
How many of these factors have impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane/storm? And the list goes, property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, cost of child care, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance or transportation costs?
Okay, read the question and then the answers over again.
Mm-hmm. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane/storm? And the list goes, property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, cost of child care, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance or transportation costs?
I would have to say no, none of those have affected.
All right. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
When would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, so within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, so within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If an emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably never.
Probably never.
All right. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible, so to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
As far as possible, to another state.
How many vehicles are available in your household?
One.
All right, thank you. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I believe so, $5,000.
$5,000. All right, thank you. How confident are you that you could come up with $5,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you certain? Could you probably come up with it? Could you probably not? Or are you certain that you could not?
I'm certain I could.
How has your home insurance rate changed in the past year? Would you say it's decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
It's about the same.
What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
It's increased slightly.
What about in the past 3 to 5 years?
About the same.
And in the past 5 to 10 years?
About the same.
All right, thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change your insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing since you just continued paying the higher rate?
Nothing.
All right. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value which you're comfortable using? 100% because you want to be insured for the full replacement value, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, or less than 60%.
I'm not comfortable doing it for less than 100.
All right. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
What's the question?
Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher?
I'd move to another state.
All right. In recent years, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
All right. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? The federal government, state government, or local government?
All three.
All three? All right.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can for sure. So on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
I'd say 3.
That new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Yes.
So a 5 then? Since you're very,
that'd
very
be 5, yeah. Yeah.
All right. Exactly. That new developments take into account flood risk?
4.
That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
Yes, I think 5.
5? All right, thank you. That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
What was the question?
That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
I'm going to say 2 on that.
2? All right, thank you. So do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes, absolutely to both.
All right. Would you consider selling your home in the private market as a part of a government buyout program or neither?
I would consider selling my home.
All right, in the private market or as a part of a government buyout program?
In the private market.
All right. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes, by increasing property taxes, or both?
I would say both.
Both? All right. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Extremely.
When you purchase your home, which characteristics are the most important? And you can select up to 3. So the list goes neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to job?
Gosh, there was about 5 of those. Proximity to job,
right.
Price, and neighborhood.
Neighborhood? All right, thank you. How long do you plan on living in your current address?
I'd say 10 more years.
10 more years, all right. So now we're almost done. We just have a few more kind of background questions, and then we're going to be completely done. I do want to thank you so much for your time so far. So would you mind?
It's been very pleasant. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So could you mind telling me your age, or would you rather I give you a range of categories and you tell me which one?
No, that's fine. I'm 65. 65?
All right. Am I correct in assuming your gender is male?
Yes.
All right. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Just myself.
All right. Just yourself. Okay, thank you. What is your marital status? Would you say you're single/never married, married alone with a partner?
Single, never married, yes.
All right. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Graduate school.
Graduate school. All right. Congratulations. Are you of Hispanic/Latino descent?
No.
What racial group do you identify yourself with?
Irish.
Irish. All right.
Yeah.
Does that fit? So I believe Irish would be ethnicity. So for race, do you consider yourself white or Caucasian?
Oh, white. Yes, white.
All right. Thank you. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English, yeah.
All right. Could you please tell me what is your income range for your household? You can totally just ballpark it, or I can give you ranges.
I'm retired, so.
All right. Okay, yeah. Well, that's all right. So from retirement, do you get, like, under $20,000 or $20,000 to less than $30,000 or $30,000 to less than $50,000?
Let's say 60,000.
60,000? All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of the day.
Thank you very much.
All
okay,
right,
you too. Take care.
All right, goodbye. Bye-bye. Thank you, you too.